بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had commenced the discussion pertaining to Masjid al-Dirar, which was a structure that had been constructed by the munafiqeen, the hypocrites living in and around Medina Munawwara. And the goal and the objective behind this was to oppose Islam and the Muslims, and to serve as a base for those who wanted to attack Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, and those who wanted to bring about a downfall to Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that do not ever perform salah in this masjid. Don't allow them to use you to gain approval for their structure or their building. And then Allah said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that there is another masjid that is more deserving of you performing salah therein, and this refers to Masjid al-Quba. And then the verse continues, and this is where we stopped yesterday. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. Allah says that masjid whose foundation was upon the consciousness of Allah, the fear of Allah, min awwali yawmin, from the very first day of its construction, this masjid is ahakku an taquma fee, is more worthy and more deserving of you standing and performing salah therein. And then Allah praises the musallis of Masjid al-Quba by saying, فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا, that in this masjid are such men who love to be clean, to be pure. And what is meant by this, Mufassirin mention, either it refers to that together with their physical cleanliness, their hearts are pure, their hearts are clean, they do not have any evil intent against Islam and the Muslims. And other Mufassirin have mentioned that what is meant by they love to be pure and clean is that these people of Quba, when they were questioned about this, then they mentioned that when we relieve ourselves and we make istinja, then we ensure that together with wiping ourselves, which was the norm, we also use water to ensure that we are completely clean. And Allah loved this action of them exerting themselves in attaining taharat when they made the istinja, that Allah praised them for this. And then Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbul mutahhirin, Allah loves those who are extremely clean and pure, or those who exert themselves in attaining cleanliness and purity. Allah loves such people. So not only is the masjid itself being praised, but here Allah is highlighting the attributes of the musallis of that masjid, and they themselves are also being praised. And then to compare the two structures, Allah now brings an example that أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى شَفَى جُرُفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمٍ. Allah says that you have two people. One person, he has built his foundation upon the fear of Allah, upon the consciousness of Allah, and striving to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people of Quba and the genuine true Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So are they better? Or that person who assasa bunyanahu ala shafa jurufin harin, that person who builds or begins his foundation of his structure on the edge or on the brink of a cliff that is about to collapse, or a bank that is about to collapse. It is unstable ground, and he starts to construct a building or a structure on such unstable ground. فَانْهَارَ بِهِ, and then that ground that he has built upon then crumbles and falls down. فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ, and where is the end result? It falls into the fire of Jahannam. In other words, these people have the very foundation of their structure or their place of worship was upon a foundation that was not strong. It was something that was always going to lead them to the fire of Jahannam. So which two people, from these two people, which one is better? Which one is superior in the eyes of Allah? Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin. And Allah will not guide a group or a nation that is oppressive by nature. Those who do things to harm others, Allah will never give them hidayat. And then Allah mentions the punishment in this world for these people is la yazalu bunyanuhum alladhi banaw ribatan fi qulubihim. Allah says that this structure that they had constructed will continue and will not cease to be a means of causing doubt within their hearts. In other words, on account of them doing this evil action with the wrong intention, Allah will make it such that their hearts are plagued with doubts, with insecurity, with instability. إِلَّا أَن تَقَطَّعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ, until their hearts are split to pieces. In other words, until they reach the end and they die, their hearts will continue to be plagued with insecurity, with instability, with doubt, and they will continue to waver between iman, kufr, not sure what they should be doing. This is the worldly punishment for them having evil intent against Islam and the Muslims. Wallahu alimun hakim. Allah then concludes the section by saying, Allah is most knowledgeable. In other words, Allah knows the intentions behind the actions of people, and Allah is hakim. Allah is full of wisdom. Allah is all wise. Therefore, in his decision, one is informing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then commanding that the structure be raised to the ground, and then telling Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to read in Masjid al-Quba. In this, there is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.